Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everybody, this is a section of The Big Interview where every week I try to remember to read the column that I've written for ESPN FC. I'm always grateful for them allowing me to do this. Do use ESPN FC's site, lots of good football writers there, lots of in-depth analysis, you'll have fun. This week I was inspired by admiring and enjoying AC Palasson's play for Rayo Vallecano. They play Almeria, promoted Almeria, who are having a wonderful season, despite beginning with the feeling that they weren't going to score goals because Ramazzani's supply has dried up and Sadiq was sold to Real Sociedad. But when they found their shooting boots, they also found oodles of confidence, and their season's very, very good. But on Monday night, they travel to face Rayo Vallecano in the Madrid neighbourhood of Vallecas. If Rayo were to win, there's a feasibility, depending on the results of Betis and Villarreal, that Rayo could end up fifth. Now, nearly a quarter of a century ago, they did play European football when Juan de Ramos was their coach. But this, at the moment, is certainly one of the two, maybe three smallest budgets in the division. They're coached by Andoni Iraola, a former Athletic Club fullback. He also played at New York City, who's proving to be an exceptional, genuinely exceptional coach and man manager. Right across their team, there are players to admire. Very simple looking playing style. When it clicks, very attractive, very Anglo-Saxon. But the one that stands out to me is Issi Palathon. And in this column, I'm going to try to explain why. I wrote it like this.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
For a competition which historically loves to promote young talent in a prodigious manner, Fernando Torres was captain of Atletico Madrid aged 19. Ansu Fati is the youngest Champions League scorer at 16. And Iker Casillas was that same tender age when he was plucked out of his school classroom to travel with Real Madrid on Champions League duty to Norway. So for a competition so keen on young talent, La Liga was extremely late in enjoying the thrilling, uplifting talent that is Rayo Vallecano's Issy Palazón. That's partly because this bottle rocket, diminutive and dangerous in equal measures, was busy as a farm labourer, picking peaches, apples and apricots, while his peers were already winning trophies, earning millions and becoming household names. But more of Issy's fruitful years in a moment. Physiologically, he looks Anglo-Saxon. Like so many who own villas or rent apartments in the golf-centred, sunshine-blessed region of Murcia, where he was born. About 5'7" tall, if he's wearing longer studs on his boots, shaven-headed, warrior attitude, prone to looking a trifle red-faced, either if it's a searingly hot match day or if he's in the middle of one of his "how does he produce the work of three men" performances for Rayo. These are your first impressions of Isinho, as he's nicknamed. When you watch him, though, it's a treat. Issy, Isaac Palazón, for all his efficacy and importance to the compact but bijou Madrid club from the raucous and working-class neighbourhood of Vallecas, is sheer fun. His gifted left foot is, in turns, elegant and precise in its distribution, but also powerful and explosive when he unleashes one of those searing drives at goal which, frankly, shouldn't really be feasible for such a compact wee man. Already this season, he has 5 goals and 3 goal assists, significantly on his way to the best creative stats of his career. But he's so much more to Rayo than that. Ferocious tackling, the nerve centre through which much of the team's play must flow if they want to attack well, vocal leadership, an inspirational icon for the ultra-loyal and noisy fans. This man's got the lot. He's the epitome of the captain without the armband. Now, Spain's national team has a new coach, Luis de la Fuente, who's been articulate on the fact that he sees a dozen or more players who are now under his watch as candidates to play for La Roja, both in their Euro 24 qualification campaign against such as Norway and Scotland, and when the 2021 Nations League runners-up face Italy in the semi-finals of this year's competition, that's in June. Issy Palazón has to be at least in that conversation. All of which makes it so surprising that just a few years ago, he had to resort to the sweltering, back-breaking, insect-infected task of picking fruit in the blistering heat of the Murcia sun simply to make ends meet financially. As talented, impressive and important as this likeable 28-year-old is now, he didn't make it into the fully professional football world until 2019 and made his La Liga debut aged 26. Note, Rayo lost 3-0 at Sevilla and Issy lasted an hour. Perhaps the most heartwarming part of all of this, notwithstanding he's one of those players who makes it worthwhile buying a ticket to watch the match, turning on your television or radio to watch, is that he was scheduled to be football royalty aged just 13, but suffered painful reverse after painful reverse in order to get to the excelsior state he's in right now. Now, we all love a redemption story, don't we? He's the talented kid who was plucked from school and his local team to be fast-tracked to the Real Madrid Academy as soon as he was a teenager. Once at Valdebebas, he knocked around with Raúl de Tomás, Gonzalo Melero and Jesse Rodríguez, who between them have nearly 300 Liga matches compared to Issy's half century. But he was released pretty brutally, before thriving in the Villarreal youth system, only to be told there, eventually, that they didn't want him either. Hence, the return home to Murcia, tail temporarily between his legs. Hence, too, the slaving away in the brutal mid-morning sun, delicately separating peaches from their branches without bruising the precious fruit. A life experience which utterly changed him and inspired the all-in, everyday attitude he has now. Palazón's mantra is, I look forward to every game, regardless of who and where we're playing. Win, lose or draw, I love every second. I used to hate losing. It would put me in a foul mood every time. But it hurts much less at the moment because I'm conscious how lucky I am to be playing top-level football. Although being picked and then rejected by Madrid is still a scar for him, it remains an indication of how talented this buzz-bomb footballer was as a kid. He's previously told his local newspaper, I remember it like it was yesterday, my dad shaking me awake and telling me to get my bags packed. I'd been given a week's trial at Madrid. I must admit that I struggled, especially being so far away from home. The first few months were brutal, and I'd cry my eyes out after every visit from family or friends. But I realised I had to toughen up mentally. I told myself how lucky I was, that most kids would give their right arm to be in my situation. And it worked. I adapted, and things got better. Although deep down, I was still very homesick. It's not unusual to find, to quote Tom Jones, that when Madrid figured that Isi wasn't for them, the end was horribly uncompromising. No warning, no preparation, called up to an office and told to pack his things. Just a kid, humiliated, hurt, and without anybody around him to drive him home the hundreds of miles to little 35,000 population Cieza in Murcia. Isi still calls the process devastating. Then to Villarreal's academy for 3.5 years. If you ask him, he'll admit, those were the best years of my life. Villarreal's philosophy of football meant that I came on in leaps and bounds tactically and technically. But they let me go too. At 19, it felt like the end of the world. You begin to question everything. Is there any point in going on with this? Can I even play football? That self-doubt gnaws away at you. Back home again, the kid with the bigger reputation, who, according to the gaze he felt from cynical locals, had failed, was broke and he was without a trade. He asked a friend whether he could work with him in the local fruit-picking industry, not really understanding how brutal or how useful this experience was about to prove. He explains, I'd been used to a good wage, especially at Villarreal, and suddenly I didn't have a cent to my name. One of my friends ran a peach farm, so I asked him if he'd take me on as a labourer. I spent my mornings picking peaches and my afternoons training. It's the kind of experience that teaches you a bit of humility. I'd say to myself, fuck, just a few weeks ago you were playing in one of the best youth sides in Spain, and now look at you. No disrespect to anybody who works in farming, but it opened my eyes to a whole different world. At Villarreal, I'd existed in this bubble of privilege and financial security, which bore no resemblance to the real world. Now, I worked side by side with guys who lived hand to mouth, breaking their backs just to survive till the end of the week. It was a real eye-opener. I'm still in touch with a lot of those guys, and I'll never forget those days. It was a hard lesson, but one that changed me completely. I became much more focused and determined. If I had to work myself into the ground every day and run faster than I'd ever run in the past, then that's what I'd do. And so, dear listener, that's what's made Isi Palazón stand out. When he joined Rayo in January 2020, they were 12th in Division 2. From then until now, he's scored in the promotion playoffs. Los Franchirojos, the Red Flashes, sit near the European qualification places. And the Issy factor has been key in Rayo beating Athletic Club, Real Madrid, Sevilla, Villarreal, Valencia and Barcelona twice, plus reaching the Copa del Rey semi-final. It's all been a big impact for this late bloomer. To complete this comeback story, having already been central in that defeat of Real Madrid, who rejected him, remember, just before the World Cup, it's true that a cup win, a Spanish cap, a big scalp in UEFA football, all of these would be rich reward for this talented little peach of a player. If you haven't caught his show, and this is the first time Issy Palazón has crossed your awareness, then do yourself a favour. Watch the ex-fruit farmer who's just reached football ripeness with Rayo. You won't regret it.